Gerard.
Sweetness is all on your side, Hillary.
Well, are you saying for me?
Oh, yeah, for you.
Just for me?
Just for you, just
for
you.
For me.
Can you what?
For me.
For me, you, you.
Just me?
Yeah, just you.
Only me?
Only you.
You better promise.
I promise.
You said?
I say.
All right, for me.
Yes, 1 hour left. This is Tom, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Right now we're playing from Jeff Goldblum's album, The Capitol Studio Sessions. I think we got the Spinitron working again, so maybe we'll play other stuff, maybe not. See how into the music we want to be. Enjoy.
But it sounds just like lies. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Straighten up.
Ooh,
and fly
ooh,
right.
Yeah. Cool down, Papa. Don't you blow your chop. But it sounds just like boom.
Straighten up and fly right.
Yeah, yeah.
Straighten up and stay right.
Oh, 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 oh.
Straighten up and do, do, fly
do,
right.
Do, do, do.
Put down, Papa, don't you go.
Emerging from the crowd. All I can see at this point is Sarah. Sarah, I need you.
Very, come here immediately. Oh,
gee, you look beautiful. I haven't seen you. Thank you, John Story. I haven't seen you at all since you've come gussied up for the thing. Not that you always don't look spectacular.
I look different from yesterday at rehearsal.
Yeah, let me drink you in. Look at you.
I told you I was going to dress like a lady.
Every bit of a lady, three times a lady. You know, she's on the cover, may I say, of GQ currently. Is that correct? So we're not just a couple of Joe Schmoes saying, hey, nice looking gal. She's recognized by the cognoscente as being one of the world's most beautiful women.
Well, it's a comedy issue, but, you know, I definitely don't look bad.
Spectacular. Also, do you know who you look like? This is, you know, I mean, you look like yourself. You're Sarah Silverman, of course. People look like you. I thought she was you for a second right there.
Yeah.
You know, but I haven't seen you gussied up like that. Wait a minute. Bear me out, Larry
Maybe
Klein.
Ever.
Does she not look like, this is part dark, part bittersweet. Do you not like the most, look like the most beautiful Amy Winehouse?
The lady I was waiting in line for the bathroom with just moments ago said the same thing.
Oh my gosh, so I'm not completely crazy. Emily saw her at In-N-Out Burger once. Didn't speak to her, but saw Amy Winehouse, yeah. this is top entertainment, another fabulous story.
Give my Spanx a little tug-a-rooney. So what happens is...
Did you say Spanx?
Yeah, when my thighs rub together, it's like fire. It's like actual fire.
The exits are this way, that way, and that way. Remember, if anything combustible happens, save yourselves, for God's sake. First, you know.
Well, let's get jazzy. Till, looking nice. Met him in an alley yesterday. Should we sing her
beat?
Number?
You feel that beat? Oh, wait.
Let me get you something. Wait a minute.
I don't want to put you out.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. That was the most graceful thing I've ever seen. Machete, bear me out. You have... Look at that. Oh. Look at that. Every move of picture like a...
Ooh. Oh, huh. You look... Is everything okay? You'll tell me if it's like a bad angle.
Spectacular.
The following song is Me and My Shadow, live. It's still the same album. I just wanted to talk before this to make myself feel important. Of course, Matt. Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra featuring Sarah Silverman and Till Bronner. Enjoy.
Like the wallpaper sticks to the wall.
Like the seashore clings to the sea.
Like you'll never get rid of your shadow, Sarah.
Jeff, you'll never get rid of me.
Good news. Let all the others fight and fuss. Whatever happens,
we've got
us. We're closer than pages that stick in a book. Than ripples
shadow.
That play in a brook. Perfect.
Walking
wherever you find her, you'll find me just one. Closer than a miser or the bloodhound's two lies or me.
Closer than smog is to all of LA.
Shadow.
We're closer than Bobby is to JFK.
Not a soul can bust this team into.
We stick together like glue.
And when it's sleeping time, that's when we're gonna rise.
Swing. That's
we're gonna
when we
swing
start
to the skies.
Our clocks don't shine.
Was a prize they ring. A ding ding, happy new year. And now to repeat what I said
and
at the start, they'd need a large crowbar to bust us apart.
We're alone but far from blue. Before we get finished, we'll make the town roar.
We'll change that name, Redskins. Is that such a chore?
Then we'll tackle climate change. Hats off to Al Gore.
Life is gonna be wee-wah-wee. For my shadow and me. Hey, Sarah. Wait a minute. Till Bronner. Is that the best trumpet you've ever heard in your life?
It's like cutting butter with a hot knife.
Yes, you phrase maker. Well put. Hey, recently I've been keeping my butter out at night So that it's soft in the morning. Is that risky? I love soft butter.
It's not risky. You can do that with butter. You can leave it out.
Okay, I'm taking that to the bank. What was I going to say now? Oh, I know. Could you do me a favor, Sarah?
Yes, anything.
Could we take it just one more time?
From the top?
No, from that ending. I love that ending.
Before we get finished, we'll make the town roar.
We're just like Michael Corleone. We'll settle old scores.
Oh, then we'll talk to Vitero and dress up like whores.
Life is gonna be who you are, we. For tomorrow, shadow and me.
In Jurassic Park, scary in the dark.
I am scared that I'll get eaten.
Oh, Sarah, don't be scared of that. Silverman, ladies and gentlemen, my God, a national treasure, international treasure, cosmic treasure, my God. There she goes, there she goes. Touch her, but not too vociferously. This is the chair that she had her feet on.
Can't
but
stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping
been
that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
Your father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might.
But baby,
think.
It's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No caps to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
Your eyes
how
are like starlight now.
To break the spell,
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no.
Mind if I move?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Ah, oh, but it's cold outside.
I simply must
but
go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is
baby,
no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome is
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Ooh, your lips are delicious.
Or maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a visit before.
Got to get home.
But baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say,
it's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I thrill
there,
when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died,
you really can't
get
stay
over that hold out. Ah, but it's cold.
All right, we are done for the moment with jazz and Christmas music. Moving on to college a cappella.
Oh, thank God.
God bless that college a cappella. Our first song, FBI Love You, original song by the Stanford Fleet Street Singers. The all-original comedy, all-male a cappella at Stanford. Got some nice political themes in this song. Gotta love it. Following that, who knows?
Let me tell you about this girl I know. Hair as soft as winter snow. Lips that feel like heaven on earth. At least I imagine so. I love the sweet sound of her voice on the phone. The song she sings when she thinks she's alone. She's as kind as can be, always gets straight marks. Her only crime is that she stole my heart. This serious offense couldn't be ignored. So now I think I'll have to check her personal records. Even just wading through her credit card data makes me wanna lose control and masturbate.
TMI!
My love knows no bounds, for every move I'll track. Uncle Sam says it's cool because of the Patriot Act. So kids, when they say, love the work that you do, that applies when you work for the government too. I love the way she is so honest with me, even when she's not trying to be. She gives me so much and I don't give much back, except that I am always there to watch her back. I might introduce myself eventually.
Eventually.
Sometimes we go walking in her favorite park, except we usually walk a couple steps apart. I don't mean to creep, just got a mission to keep that may or may not involve watching her sleep.
Whoa, that's creepy, man. What are you doing?
Well, no. What I meant to say is watching her in the daytime.
Oh, that's all right then. Wait.
My love knows no bounds, for every move I'll track. Uncle Sam says it's cool because of the Patriot Act. They say that women are life's greatest mystery. Imagine having access to their internet history. It's all over now. She's found a new man who's taken the form of some doctor named Dan. They're moving so quickly, I don't understand. They just meet in person and talk.
You suck, Dan.
So now I find that the old saying is true. My love knows no bounds, for every move I'll track. Uncle Sam says it's cool because of the Patriot Act. So kids, when they say, love the work that you do, that applies when you work for the government too. And what they don't teach in school about love in real life is that it's hard to find someone with whom to spend all your life. So if you're having no luck with the people you meet, I've got a net for every fish in the sea.
That was FBI Love You by the Stanford Fleet Street Singers. I'm just going to keep playing songs by the Stanford Fleet Street Singers because they are great. Up next is The Kilt Song. And after that, I think we'll be Don't Text Her Back Yet, a classic, which you should all add to your family Christmas playlist. Enjoy.
Lurks in the minds of men that makes them strive for glory, and heroes are born every now and then, immortalized in story.
But strength comes not from a fleece of gold or a sword and shield to make your
your bold.
If you want to make sure your land is cold,
you gotta wear a kilt.
The mightiest thing to wear.
A kilt.
You can find a dragon on a dare.
A kilt plus plenty of room for air. So
take heed,
my lad, when you're clad in the plaid, you will succeed. Facing down a tropical snake with only a razor blade, or you've got an e-contest to take what 50% of your grade.
Well, you've got to draw that snake away, and you've got to score a solid A. But there's only one hope, and there's only one way.
You gotta wear a kilt.
You'll avoid the serpent's teeth.
A kilt.
They'll award you a laurel wreath.
A kilt. Who cares if you're commando underneath?
Take heed,
my lad. When you're clad in the plaid, you will succeed.
Oh yeah.
Well, there's libido in a speedo, but it doesn't compare. You might look urban in your turban, but nobody will care.
You're a Spartan.
You can wrestle a bear.
Yeah, you can wrestle a bear.
Well, but you gotta wear a kilt.
You know what you have to
you
do.
You gotta wear a kilt.
Just paint your face bright.
A kilt. Mel Gibson did it, so can you.
So take heed. Why? No.
You better wear a kilt.
You know what you have to do.
A kilt.
To make you brave and true.
A kilt on sale at a store near you.
Take heed, my lad. When you're clad in a plaid, you will succeed.
Come on.
All right, class. Today we're going to talk about how technology can affect our interpersonal relationships. So everyone, pull out your phones and pay close attention. Well, I've got some advice for you, some wisdom only I know, a helpful tip for texting with your date. She tells you,
"Let's hang out tonight."
Do you hit reply? No, you gotta play the game, so sit and wait. Don't text her back yet. Don't be over eager. Your horse's son and play it cool for at least 5 minutes, but not as long as 10. Don't you ever break that arbitrary rule. Now when you can reply at last, you can sure expect her to think you're doing cool things on your own. Don't mention you don't have a life, that all you do is text her. Pretend you're not just staring at your phone. Don't text her back yet. Don't spoil perfect timing. Let her heart grow fonder while she waits for you for 6 or 7 minutes. Then go ahead and send, and she'll be so in love she won't know what to do.
Man, this texting business sure is weird.
No, you'll get it soon enough. Don't worry.
Oh, she texted me. I'm gonna reply.
No, not yet.
Wait, that's much too soon. No, she saw you type too late. She sees ellipses.
I'm gonna send her this back, right?
No, you can't send pictures like that, man.
Oh, okay. What about like a semicolon and a parenthesis?
Nice. She'll like that for sure.
Okay, I'll send it now.
Wait a bit, like 6 or 7 minutes.
Okay, I'm gonna send it now.
Oh, okay, send it now.
Oh, she sent me a picture of her face.
Nice.
I love her.
If you remember everything we've taught you, you'll be the king of flirting just like that. The suavest and the best, you're set for life unless all bets are off if you start using Snapchat.
Don't text her back yet. Nothing sexier than a space cadet. A simple rule for good communication. Don't text her back yet. That's all you need to know. And you'll become a savvy texter through and through. So add a little winky face or two. You're playing hard to get. Yeah, you'll be hard to get. Cause it's really hard to get a hold of you. Get a hold of you.
Baby, you know I love you. And I'm sorry I haven't been acting myself lately. So here's the word from the bird.
Oh girl, you know I told you you're the only one I love. Oh, but lately I must confess you're not all I'm thinking of. So forgive me if I seem distracted, bothered or unkind. It's just there's someone else, well too, I guess I can't get off my mind. It's embarrassing to say it and to tell you to your face, but I feel it's something you should know. I want to in your place. Last night I walked into my parents' room. All that I wanted to do was to say goodnight. I should have known from the squeaky bed not to walk in. What I saw, what I saw, what I saw. So forgive me if I shy away from your tender touch. Well, despite my mental images, I still love you just as much. So forgive me if I seem distracted, bothered, or unkind. It's just I've got my mom on my dad on my mind. I would suggest an evening out, a swell romantic dinner. Your arms around me and you'll see I'm so much thinner. I cannot eat, I find I've found the sounds of mastication. Remind me of my parents' latest marriage consummation. Oh, if I shudder or I scream a little when you hold me tight. My dear little sister asked, what's the commotion? I added the heart to tell her. When I think of the sights, the sounds of that night, I really wish I were Helen Keller.
So you witnessed the miracle of your own creation. That is awesome. I mean, look at it this way. Think of how many years of love you have ahead of you.
So you'll hold her close and love her now while you're still in your prime. And you love her only grow and flower blossom in your time. Your parents' love life, for example, surely isn't it a slope? They may be over the hill, but they're not past the
hope.
If you like to wear your jeans so that they hug you tight,
hug you tight,
spend an hour before class to get your hair just right,
hair just right,
and your girlfriend is confused, she doesn't get it at all.
Not at all.
Why you got posters of Clay Aiken hanging up all over your wall?
caring, stylish, sensitive man. You're metrosexual with a friendly smile. Metrosexual with impeccable style. And it's acceptable every once in a while to get your nails done, cause you can be sure you put the man back in manicure. Will you buy all your clothes from Hollister and Abercrombie and Fitch? And every Sunday night you shave your chest and
boy does it itch.
Razor burn. I won't tell the guys your favorite film is. Bring it on. Kirsten Dunst. For that you got a season ticket to the local tanning salon. Speedo tan. So don't that your Broadway knowledge can't be surpassed, or that on Queer Eye for the straight guy you'd be hard to cast. You're metrosexual with a friendly smile. Metrosexual with impeccable style. And it's acceptable every once in a while to get your nails done, cause you can be sure you put the man back in manicure. Now I know you're feeling down and out, can't you see you're not alone? Can't you see I can relate?
I can relate.
I've been there too. I know it's more than one man can endure. I'll be behind you every step, platonically for sure.
You're metrosexual.
Right, still going strong with the Stanford Fleet Street Singers. Here is Matt with your hourly PSA.
I found this PSA in the PSA book written in pencil. There is a new trend sweeping the nation, claiming millions of lives. From the tip of Maine to the southern tip of California, vaping alcohol is the new crack. Cowabunga! So speak up! If you see something, say something, and call the vaping emergency hotline at 1-800, and this is a profanity word. So next time you're enjoying, that word was erased, vape, think twice. Is it worth it? It probably is. This was not a PSA at all.
It was not a PSA.
What, should I read the actual PSA?
I think that was a wonderful PSA, but we should maybe do two to be safe.
Cool. But chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment.
But more importantly, beware of vaping alcohol.
That's really important, guys. I cannot stress that enough. Don't vape alcohol. Thank you very much.
Keep your head down, head down. Keep your eyes down, eyes down. And firmly plant your feet,
lean back.
Keep your head down,
you keep your head down.
Keep your eyes down,
you keep your eyes down.
And firmly plant your feet,
back.
And now, Fleet Street presents the Golden Rules, a lesson in citizenry, civility, and proper urinal etiquette.
Tally-zee-boo.
Head down, eyes down, and firmly plant your feet.
Lean back.
Then tell it to the world, there are rules you should know, made before you were born such a long time ago. When you go down to the water, keep your head down low. Plant your feet, lean back, and let the river flow.
Tally-zee-boo.
Head down, eyes down, and firmly
firmly plant your feet.
Rule one.
When there's others around, you stay out of their face. You
leave the urinal next to them, skip one space.
And if they're looking shy and awkward, then you
skip one more.
But avoid the little baby went so low to the floor.
You gotta learn the rules by heart some way. Make it second nature every day. Cause at the pearly gates, they'll turn you away. For breaking the golden rules, you keep your eyes on down and plant your feet.
Rule two,
face front, lean back and stand close to the wall.
Use your hands as a shield if the dividers are small.
And aim high and aim true for those around you sake.
To minimize splashing off the urinal cake.
You've gotta learn the rules by heart someday. Make it second nature every day. Cause at the pearly gates they'll turn you off. Breaking the golden rules.
Head down, you zip your flies eyes down and firmly plant your feet.
Rule three.
If there's no one around, then you can take all day.
But if it's busy, zip up once you're out of the way. And you don't really need to rinse if you're a careful guy.
But if it trickles down your hand, you better wash and dry.
And you'll learn the rules by heart some way. Make it second nature every day. Cause at the pearly gates, they'll turn you away.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
And you learn the rules and learn them all. Make it second nature when nature calls. And girls just praise the Lord that you use stars. And you got no golden rules.
Number 41, the kestrel. The kestrel is a predatory bird, noted for its ability to hover at a height of 10 to 20 meters before swooping down upon unsuspecting prey. Other distinguishing features include a strong ultraviolet sensitivity and a penchant for voles. The kestrel has the most lyrical and romantic of all falcon calls. Let's listen together.
With sweat, your eyes locked in the locker room, you held my gaze so tight.
But someone turned the lights out and you disappeared from sight.
I sadly hit the shower, the water's soft and warm. But when I drew the curtain, I saw your naked form. We drifted toward each other.
He smiled and then he kissed the bathroom mirror.
Whoa. Oh baby, you complete me. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Don't you know a life without you is no life at all? My friends are disapproving, but I know our love is true. Love is caring for somebody else. Put your arm around my
shoulder so romantically. You lay your head down in my lap. It took some flexibility.
Our love began to blossom into PDA. Your tongue was in my mouth every second of the day. We danced and grinded parties till I could barely stand. I wasn't all that good in bed
until you lent a hand.
Same as you.
If you're in Portland,
if you see a yuppie with a man raid your grandfather's closet and strike while the iron is hot. And then you'll be a hipster, and a hipster you will stay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can smile and drink kombucha as that podcast starts to play. Now I know that this path can be hard to endure, but as long as your heart sings a song that's so pure, and the song is by a band that's highly obscure, you'll be a hipster.
When I first saw you, I knew you were a dream come true. But when you left me, I thought I'd never make it through. But it comforts me as I'm crying here that you're in pieces too.
In a desert, a dry barren desert, a cactus had his home. Ever thirsting for love, he'd ask heaven above for a girl to call his own. Although moisture was rare in the dry desert air, the cactus cried each night. Till one day, just by chance, came a home for romance, much to his delight. Far away from a birthday, a little child's birthday came drifting, a balloon. It escaped from the party, that little child's party appeared one afternoon. She was red, plump, quite pretty, and so very witty, she made the cactus swoon. For the two it felt right, it was love at first sight for the cactus and balloon. Oh, the times that they shared, they were perfectly paired, and they dated for a while. His dry humor, sharp wit, she would often admit, could always make her smile. She would prickle his fancy and teach him to dance. He would sing for her sweet tunes. And the two stayed together through dry desert weather, the cactus and balloon.
La la la, la la la, fa la 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 la.
Yet despite their sweet adoring, they failed to recognize that they had been ignoring misfortune in disguise. And while they had been exploring, their love did fully bloom. There was something so charming, yet also alarming, for cactus and his dear balloon. He just loved her so much that he yearned for her touch on his epithelium.
But when I got that feeling, I found myself needing her sexual helium.
Now his eyes were unblinking, his mind was unthinking, he reached to draw her near. On that sorrowful morning, it came without warning. She joined the atmosphere. camped in the desert, that dry, barren desert, the cactus all alone. Fate had given a gift, but then stolen it swift, and it left him on his own. In her memory he wallowed, those tears that he swallowed, their love did end too soon. There was something so magic, yet ever so tragic, for Cactus and Baloo.
Welcome to Green Library. Can I help you find something?
Which way to the South Stacks, please?
The South Stacks?
Now some folks say the West was won with guns and steel rails, but where the devil's minions dwell, such earthly measures fail. Deep in the murky South Stacks, just such a demon dwelled, feeding on the souls of those that browse the deathly shells. Now there was a boy named Ed, just starting freshman year. He said,
no spawn of Satan will fill my heart with fear. Now in the South Stacks there's a book I'm going to check out.
But even through his courage he could hear the people shout,
Don't go down to the South Stacks, where the demon fires burn. It burns them, let's go.
Now Ned went down the staircase and met a librarian with a beard that hung down to his knee. The man said,
hey no, stranger, forget your plan. You'd be wise to listen to me. The demon of this library is 100 stories tall. His call number's 666, but no one dares to call. He sits upon a throne of dictionaries A to Z, and could cut a man in half with just one swipe of his ID. You shouldn't go down to the South Stacks, to Beelzebub's lair. I've seen many brave men go down to them South Stacks, but everyone's still there.
Still Ned entered the South Stacks to face the final trial. Twixt Demolish and Demount, the demon waited with a smile.
Boy, I've reserved your place in hell!
He set his eyes aflame, but Ned just laughed and called him by name.
Demon of the South Stacks, you are no match for me. Your punishment is overdue, it's time you paid the fee.
Boy, you ignored their warnings, but you should have taken heed. You'll answer all my questions, or upon your soul I'll feed.
Agreed.
What ancient brew or staple oil was taken from the pine?
Mineral spirits, also known as turpentine.
Great grandson of Abraham.
One of them was Judah.
Cheese made in the Netherlands.
Yellow Gouda.
The brainstem.
Medulla.
Ventibuemas.
Neruda.
Hamilton is.
Bermuda.
The Eightfold Path was in.
Buddha.
Cetaceans known.
Beluga.
A train in South.
Chattanooga.
The actress who played the voice of April O'Neil in the 2007 animated feature film Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Gave the demon such a blow upon his fiery chin, he fell right back to the gates of hell, and he's never been seen again. They once said,
Go down to the South Stacks, where the demon fires burn. It burn. Then let's go down to the South Stacks, never do return.
Don't go
down
lived a spirit so free. He was Bogie the Penguin, always cheery and glad. What a starry-eyed lad, silly Bogie the Penguin. But the seals and the polar bears were unkind, and the penguins he knew always left him behind. For his mind was stuck in the clouds, poor Pokey the Penguin. One day as Pokey gazed at the milky white haze, he saw a seagull soaring. In the chill of the night, by the stars' gleamy light, he saw a seagull soaring. And Porky the dreamer released a sigh. What good are my wings if they can't make me fly? I must try to fly as well, said Crusader. Climbed up the iceberg amidst the other birds' spite. But Sir Isaac Newton cut short his flight, and the naysayer penguins all cheered with delight. Although he got the rout, he was not down and out. Never Pokey the Penguin, I shall make myself wings out of trinkets and things. So spoke Pokey the Penguin. So he spread out his canvas, attached his sticks, while the other animals gave him the niche. Were transfixed by the goal of grounded Pokey the Penguin. Again our friend ascended the iceberg upon a wing and a prayer, but he did not fare too well in the air, and the animals laughed as he shrugged in despair. But suddenly the fairest lady penguin of the flock ran in front of all the others as they chided and they mocked. She said, "Stop taunting Pokey for his bravery. After watching him fly, he's the right bird for me." Pokey followed his dreams in the face of extremes. Good for Pokey the Penguin. Those who weave their own tale cannot help but prevail, just like Pokey the Penguin. Though he never flew with the birds up above, he soared even higher on the wings of love. 'Twas happily ever after for Pokey the Penguin.
Right. Pokey the Penguin by Stanford Fleet Street Singers. This has been our show. My name is Tom. My usual show.